It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
KFI's the news time, 7:36. That means it is indeed time for this week's edition of Insurance Smart. And we opened the door, and who walked in? Larry Gable himself.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
It's good to be seen. I didn't know you mentioned it's going to be a little rain today. A little cloudy, overcast, but that's okay.
It's a slim chance.
Slim chance?
What do they say? 40% chance of scattered shower.
Okay.
So it may be dry all day.
It could be. Hopefully. I want to give a little shout out.
Okay.
My granddaughter, Lila Menting, she's 8 years old, and today she celebrates her first communion.
Well, congratulations.
So we'll have the parties at our house. So guess what I'm going to be doing as soon as the show's done?
I'm getting prepared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You the chief chef?
I really don't know what my duties are. All I know is this morning is clean the house.
Okay. I do know you will find out what your duties are.
I saw the list. I told my wife, make a list. Yeah. But, so I was up early getting some wash done first. And, okay.
And thanks for the coffee. You made coffee. You brought me some.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I got to keep you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, it takes more than coffee.
Does it? Well, you are bright-eyed.
Yeah, and
I haven't seen your bushy tail, though.
I can't see back.
You know
there.
What? I really don't want it.
You're not going to
no,
either.
No, okay.
You got a guest today.
Yes.
I know that because he called in during the birthdays.
Yes, he
did. I was
going
to wish him happy birthday.
Well, you know, Larry Gable with Gable Insurance and Financial, and, you know, our forte, our expertise is the Obamacare, the Medicare, the Social Security planning, which obviously leads into the financial planning,
mm-hmm.
Because we work with people that are pre-retirees, just recently retired, thinking about retiring, whatever the situation is. And what we find is it's a very scary time, and it's also very confusing for people, because it's new. I mean, you only get one chance, right?
That's very true.
You only get one chance, and I think it's important that people, they need some guidance, and they don't know who to talk to, and that's where we've found that we're very helpful with that. We take away the fear, and we take away the confusion. But one part of that is the financial part. So,
Before you introduce Josh,
yes,
can I just make one quick comment?
Sure.
My wife had a couple of questions this week. She called your office, two different topics. Both people got back to her. It's so impressive. Within hours.
Wonderful.
Within hours.
Well, you know, we pride ourselves on having at least, we call them subject matter experts, in mm-hmm. at least two in every area.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm gone, you can rely on Kathy, Maddie, Bree, Emily, you know. So, but on the financial, and this is my intro to Josh. So for the financial planning aspect, we've partnered with Josh's firm, Josh Mersberger of Mersberger Financial Group, because there's only so much you know. And so we, you know, because I am securities licensed, but it was just getting to be too much for me, and I wanted to focus my efforts on some of the other things that we're doing. So I'd like to welcome Josh. You there, Josh?
I am, and thanks for the introduction, Larry.
You bet. So,
by the way, happy birthday if it's your birthday.
It is not today, unfortunately. I wish you
luck. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, we've formed a professional partnership with Josh Mersberger and his group, and they do the financial planning aspect. So Josh, why don't you kind of introduce yourself? You've been on the show before, and by the way, the listeners have been very, very appreciative and have called our office and are meeting with Josh and his team and helping them with their financial planning. But Josh, why don't you kind of tell the listeners a little bit more about you and your firm, and then we're going to talk about doing financial plans today.
Yeah, so our firm was actually started by my father, Peter Mersberger, back in 1994, so we're actually celebrating our 27th year this year. When it started, it was my father, one part-time administrative person. We've grown the firm over the years so that we now have 21 full-time employees. We have 4 CFPs on staff, 4 CFAs on staff. We manage about $1.3 billion, and at this point, we are licensed in 48 of the 50 states. We do not have physical presences in all of those states, but we do have clients spread out anywhere. And a lot of that is coming from as our clients retire and we help them look at the financial plan, they realize that they've got the ability to locate elsewhere or have a second home elsewhere. So we find we have a lot of fun working with our clients and helping them plan for their futures.
Excellent. And I know you've been very helpful with our clients. And we'll go, get into some success stories a little later on. But today's topic is why everyone should have a financial plan. So first things first, Josh, can you tell the listeners exactly what is a financial plan? What does that mean? Because sometimes it's a little scary. And I think after the listeners hear your very simple explanation, like I said, we can make it, we like to keep things simple. So can you tell us exactly what is a financial plan?
Yeah, and I'll take it one step backwards. But you know, typically when we sit down with a new client, their first question to me is, how much do I need to retire and when can I retire at? And my question always comes, or my answer to them is, well, that depends. Depends upon what you want to do and what your retirement looks like. So what the financial plan does is it takes a look at everything. We take a look at your investments, Social Security income. Do you have any pension income? Do you want to travel in retirement? What are your spending goals? Do you want to help fund children or grandchildren's college education? It's pretty much anything under the sun you can think of. And we put all that data into our software and start building the financial plan. And then we put a goal in there for retirement. Maybe it's 55, 60, 65, whatever it may be. And our planning software then puts everything together, and it will come back to us with a probability of success of how successful are you going to be based upon in retirement based upon all of these inputs, and then we start to adjust. You know, if it looks really good, could you retire sooner? If it doesn't look as good as we'd like it to be, what do we need to do to make it look better? Do we need to save more? Do you need to maybe travel a little bit less in retirement? Or maybe you work an extra year prior to retiring. Whatever it may be, it helps us get a snapshot of where you are today and can you get to where you want to be in the future. And then what the plan lets us do is it lets us make sure that you're staying on track each year, or maybe even multiple times per year. We take a look at that plan to make sure you're on track. And if you're not, why did we go off track and what do we need to do to fix it? And we think everybody needs a financial plan, because without that plan, it's impossible for me as a financial professional to tell you if you're on track or if you're going to be successful. Otherwise, it's just numbers and returns and investments, and you kind of get lost in the weeds.
Yeah, well, I think I say this all the time, you have no options unless you know what they are. And I think by doing a financial plan gives people options. Would you agree?
I would agree, and it also helps them take just a really good view of where they are. It's kind of like going to the doctor and getting a physical. You might, you know, prior to that, you might say, hey, there's something that kind of feels a little bit off, but you don't know until you go to the doctor and get that physical. Same thing in our world. The financial plan is kind of a general overlook of everything that's going on in your financial life.
Well, and I also kind of like, if anybody's building a house or if you have any project, you got to have a floor plan. You got to have the design, and that's what a financial plan is a design for your finances to put things in order. So there's another thing that you've said before, and you say everybody, you know, the topic is why everyone needs a financial plan. You've said this, and I think I really agree with it. Everybody really deserves a financial plan, correct? And why does Merzberger feel that everyone deserves a financial plan?
We feel that everybody deserves a financial plan because we feel that everybody has the right to feel comfortable and secure in the knowledge that they're going to be able to retire when they want to, and that they're going to be able to do the things that they've wanted to do. And quite frequently what we find is people come to us with preconceived notions of how much money they need to retire or what age they should retire at, and we put the plan together and we find that their notions are completely wrong. They might already have enough money to retire. They can retire a couple of years sooner than they wanted to, or they could do more traveling than they thought they could. But if they wouldn't come talk to us or some sort of financial professional, they're just going to keep operating with those preconceived notions.
Well, and I think this is where we're going to talk about some success stories. Had a client that we met with on Monday, and Their plan was to, he was going to retire when his wife turned 65, which is in 2 years. And the reason was so that she could go on Medicare, and then they would only have to pay health insurance for just himself. Well, I had, they came in and we talked about the health insurance, and with the Obamacare tax credits, you know, we're going to be able to get them health insurance for both of them now if they decided to retire with no premium. Okay. And so I said, well, that would that be a game changer? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. He had no clue. So he's going to wait till 65, till his wife turns 65. So then I suggested, well, why not? Do you guys have a financial plan? And they said, no, we don't. Okay. And they told me a little bit about their situation, Jerry, that, and I'm not a CFP, and we'll get into that a little later, but I said, I think you guys can retire, but we need to do a financial plan. That's my recommendation. So we met with Josh on Monday, and Josh, can you tell the rest of the story? And then I'll, you know, I mean, it was just a great meeting. I mean, usually Josh, you know, could, they went overtime, you know, and it was like, okay, they must be having a really good meeting. So can you kind of share what happened in that meeting? Just generically?
Yeah, I mean, we started digging into their situation and, you know, what they had saved and what they were looking to do in retirement. And we're going to come back and do a second meeting and actually show the financial plan to them. But it became very readily apparent to somebody who does this all day, every day, looking at financial plans, looking at a client's assets, that they could retire that day if they wanted to, and they would be just fine, which came as a complete shock to them. And, you know, we walked them through some of our investment strategies, what we'd be doing with Larry to coordinate on the insurance planning side. And it was just a wonderful meeting. And they were, I would say, tickled pink, just because a lot of things that they didn't think were possible, they realized were possible with the right planning.
So then, you know, I had stepped out to let the clients talk to Josh, you know, about their personal situation. And then when they were done, they asked for me to come in, because then we kind of court, like I said, Josh and I will coordinate on the insurance. But when I came in, the wife was crying, and he says, everything okay? She says, I'm overjoyed. I'm like, I can't believe, you know, we've been planning for this, and I'm just like, I'm just overcome with joy. And so the staff, when they left, they had said, yeah, well, there was something wrong. And I said, no, she was happy. Those are joys, tears of joy. And so, and then we all kind of laughed. And I said, yeah, Josh made her cry, you know, but a very good cry. But I think that's the power of, you only know what you know. You don't know what you don't know. They did not know what the options were. They had none. And they had a preconceived notion that they had to wait until 65 when she turned. Or another thing is, people wait, we have to wait till we're 62 when we can collect Social Security. And I think that many times you found that that's not the case either, right, Josh?
Oh, 100%. I mean, many times we start to look at things, and Social Security is a very important part of the picture. But if, depending upon budget and savings, many times we find that people can retire prior to 62 and collecting Social Security, and even look at pushing it out longer so that we can collect those delayed benefits.
Well, one thing is, you said you have four CFPs, which is a certified financial planner, of which you are one of them. But I think, why should the listeners seek out somebody with a CFP when they're looking for a financial planner to help them? I think that's important, because I've seen the strategies that you do, and it's not just about, you know, what returns you get and things like that. It's much bigger than that. So can you tell the listeners why they should look for somebody with a CFP?
Yeah, I mean, first off, and I think most importantly, if you hold a CFP credential, you're bound to a fiduciary standard with your clients, which, you know, it would seem like common sense. You're working with someone's money, that you should be a fiduciary, which a fiduciary means you have to put the client's interest before your own and clearly disclose all fees. Not everybody in our industry is bound to that standard. So if you're working with a CFP, you know you're dealing with somebody who's under the fiduciary standard. But secondly, to get a CFP, you've got to spend at least a year, and if not 2 years, maybe more, taking courses. You've got to pass a series of examinations before you get certified as a CFP, and then you have up to 30 hours of continuing education that you have to complete every 2 years. So holding a CFP credential, it's ongoing education. And what a CFP does is they are going to look at all areas of your financial life. They're going to look at the insurance planning, the estate planning, the asset protection, the investment management, the financial plan. But they're looking at everything holistically to put it all together rather than just looking at one specific area. What we find is most advisors, they just focus on the investments and they just focus on the returns. I mean, that's great, but if you're not looking at everything else and how it fits with that, we feel that you're doing clients a disservice.
Well, and one thing that I've seen is, and I'm going to ask this question to Jerry. Okay, so Jerry, I have a question. Do you think Uncle Sam is your uncle?
Not by adoption and not by blood.
Okay. Now, that might, some people, well, that's, you know, that's a quirky little saying, Larry, but you know what? People will maybe not understand returns and beta and all these financial stuff, okay? But one thing they do understand is taxes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand taxes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Everybody. And one of the things that I see with Josh when he's doing working with our clients is Josh works with strategies that keep Uncle Sam out of your pocket. I believe in paying a fair share. Okay, but when you look at other people, and sometimes people go, well, how do they have this and how do they have that? You know why? Because they've hired people that are smarter than themselves, and I think that's important. You know, I've been in this business for a long time, and my motto has always been to surround myself with people that are smarter than me. Now, I've been doing this for 40 years, so I've amassed a lot of knowledge over 40 years. But I came to the realization that I only know what I know and I don't know what I don't know. In other words, I don't know everything. Now, my wife found that to be a shock, Jerry. Okay, she didn't find it. Okay.
No.
But anyway, so that's why we formed a strategic partnership with Josh and his firm because they know a lot about things I don't know. So we tap into their additional knowledge and expertise that their firm offers that, quite simply, I don't know, you know, and you can only know so many things. I just had a meeting with a client the other day, very knowledgeable, very, very knowledgeable. And one little idea saved him it was just one very simple thing, saved him $400. He knew nothing about. And I think one thing that you guys do, you do a lot with Roth conversions and HSAs, correct, Josh?
Yeah. I mean, what we're really looking at is we're looking at tax minimization. And what we find for a lot of people is, one, if we adjust how they are planning to take distributions in retirement, we can control the tax brackets that they are going to be in and minimize the amount of taxes. But then what we also find is quite a lot of people, when they are retired prior to age 72, when they're forced to take required minimum distributions, have a lot of room in the 12% tax bracket where we can convert IRA or 401k money to Roth today and potentially have to create tax savings for them down the road before they're forced to withdraw that money. And they can realize those taxes in a lower tax bracket today than it would be at in the future.
So that really comes down to the tax that, you know, it's not just investing, it's tax planning. You know, you said the insurance planning. And that's why when we work with, it's very critical that we coordinate our efforts with Bree and Kathy, our team, when we work with our clients, that we coordinate our efforts, because I've already had this where I had somebody, I suggested they talk to Josh, and for the tax credits, I said, I see something here that we need to be careful for their Obamacare tax credits. Let me talk with your planner just so we're all on the same page. And the person said, no, we're fine. I said, well, I really think we should. And we're fine. I'll tell them. Okay. I had them sign because I just had a feeling that something might go awry. So I had her sign a waiver that just says, hey, Gable Insurance recommended we chat with your advisor to confer and to coordinate our efforts. And she's, yeah, no, not a problem. Well, guess what happened, Jerry?
It would have worked better the other way.
Yeah. If nothing else, just let me talk to that other advisor to let them know what we were doing. And they did something that caused an additional taxable event, and it cost her $10,000. I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money. So she came in and she was very, very upset with us. And I quickly let her know that, you know, I found out what the problem was, and I just pulled out that sheet and put from her file. And I said, you know, we talked about this, dear. And I said, I said I wanted to talk to the other advisor and you didn't want me to. Well, Larry, you knew that was important. Why didn't you tell me to do it? I said, I did. I said, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. So that's why we work with Josh and his firm.
Can I toss in we're rapidly running out of time, yep. Josh, and I just wanted to toss in an off-the-cuff question here that's popping into my mind. Good number, probably the vast majority of our listeners are kind of average Janes and Joes and not millionaires. To engage in financial planning, do you necessarily have to be a millionaire, or is this going to be more appropriate for a wider group of people?
So our firm prides ourselves on the fact that we will work with anyone. We've grown our firm by having a really good reputation. So we will work with you if you're a millionaire. We will work with you if you have $500 and you're just starting to look to contribute to retirement. We will sit down. We do our first two meetings at no cost to the individual. So we will literally work with anyone. We get that question quite often, you know, do I have enough money to work with you? We feel that everybody needs good financial planning and advice. So even if you don't end up working with us, we hope we can at least educate you and point you in the right direction.
All righty. So it's you're appropriate for a big part right. of our audience.
Correct. You know, there are some firms that say you have to have $500,000 or more to work with them. And that's not the case with Josh's firm. So it doesn't matter whether you have, like you said, $1 million or $100,000 or you're just starting out, because everybody deserves that, you know, deserves that financial plan. Well, Josh, I really appreciate your coming on today. And you've helped this past month. I know there's several people that were planning on retiring in 2 years, and you made it happen like now. And one particular client he's 52, he's going to retire. His plan was to retire in 8 years. You cut it in half to 4 years by just kind of realigning some of the stuff. And the other thing is people, Jerry, don't take advantage of all the like Roths and HSAs, and they're just not doing that. So, Josh, thank you so much for joining us. And if the listeners want to set a meeting with Josh, just call our office at 920-921-7526, and we'll make an arrangement. We'll set up a meeting that they can meet with Josh and start the process. And the first initial, like you said, the consultations, there's no charge. So, you know, it's just if you've got questions, just come in and talk to us. The other thing, Jerry, is so, Josh, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you as well, and to all the listeners, have a great weekend.
You bet.
All righty. Good talking to you, Josh.
You bet. And then the other thing is we have our webinars next Tuesday at 3:30 and 6, and people can go to GableINS.com to register or call our office at 920-921-7526, and they're at 3:30 and 6 p.m. webinars, and we're meeting people by appointment in the office, Zoom meeting, whatever people's comfort zone is.
All right.
And we can see them and help them retire now.
And we'll be back next week with another edition, KFIZ Fond du Lac.
No sign of a ceasefire in the Middle East. I'm Pam Husso.